Welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you start your day grounded, certain, and ready to lead it with confidence. If you've been here since note one, you already know confidence isn't luck, it's practice. And one of the best times to practice is first thing in the morning. Most mornings, we wake up reacting to alarms, emails, notifications, and the day is already pulling at us. But what if, before the world told you who to be, you took 60 seconds to decide for yourself? Have you ever woken up already anxious? I know I have, and I'm quickly trying to change that energy so I don't carry it through my day. Or maybe you wake up still carrying something from the night before, like that tough conversation, the text you wish you hadn't sent, or the thought that you're already behind. Those feelings can hang around and quietly shape your day, but what if the way you start your morning could change everything else that follows? Your first thoughts set the emotional thermostat for your entire day. So if you change your first thought, you can change your entire day. If you start with stress, your brain looks for proof that you should keep feeling stressed. But if you start with calm, confidence, or gratitude, your brain looks for that instead. So today I'm going to walk you through one of my 1-minute morning resets. It's a grounding ritual that you can do before your feet even hit the floor. Now your mind wakes up scanning for danger. It's wired to protect you, not to empower you. That's why you can wake up already anxious, replaying yesterday's mistakes or today's to-do list. But when you take 60 intentional seconds, you interrupt that autopilot pattern. It's not about creating the perfect routine. It's just about reclaiming your first minute. The one that decides whether you lead the day or the day leads you. Now, the first step is probably going to be the hardest to train your brain to do, or at least it was for me, and that is breathe before you reach. Before you grab your phone, place the hands on your chest. Inhale confidence through your nose and exhale doubt through your mouth. One deep breath that says, I'm safe, I'm here, I got this. And then I want you to anchor your intention. Ask yourself, how do I want to feel today? Not what you have to do, but who do I want to be while I do it? Maybe it's calm. Maybe it's certain. Maybe it's bold. Name it. That's your anchor. 3, pick your power statement and say it out loud. Today, I lead with confidence. I move with ease. I'm exactly who I need to be. Whatever words make your shoulders drop and your chest lift, those are your morning words. And then move an inch. Stretch, make your bed, smile in the mirror. Small motion tells your brain, we're already winning. That's it. It's 1 minute, one reset, and one confident beginning. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Confidence isn't always about waking up fearless. It's about waking up intentional. Life is going to throw you curveballs. When your mindset is anchored, you bend, don't break. So if tomorrow doesn't go as planned, come back to this. Breathe, anchor, speak, move. That's your morning reset in 4 beats. Take a minute to think about your mornings this week. Are they setting you up to lead your day or just survive it? There's no shame in surviving because sometimes that's all we have the energy to do, but there is power in choosing to lead it. So ask yourself, what's one small thing I can do tomorrow to start with confidence? Hold that answer because that's your new habit forming right there. Now, if you want to save this ritual, I've posted the morning confidence script on my Instagram. It's the exact one I use before I even check my phone. So you can head to Coaching with Yaya on Instagram, save it, screenshot it, whatever you need to do to keep it close. And if you try it, please tag me so that I can celebrate your reset moment. Because tomorrow's confidence starts tonight with your intention. So next time we're going to be talking about something that sneaks up on even the most confident women. It's other people's doubt. You don't want to miss note 4, all about how sometimes we might borrow someone else's doubt and allow them to influence our actions. I'll see you there.